WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The fighter James J. Braddock had a promising career in the 1920s, but broke his dominant hand in three places and wound up on relief during the Depression. The story of his fall and his amazing comeback in the mid-1930s is the subject of Cinderella Man, which reunites director Ron Howard with the star of A Beautiful Mind, Russell Crowe. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Yikes, I can't believe I fell for the schmaltzy Cinderella Man. It helps that it's schmaltz with a vein of foie gras. It's directed by Ron Howard and co-written by Akiva Goldsman, the team that brought us A Beautiful Mind. That movie distorted the facts of its subject's life, with tidy borders between fantasy and reality and a recurring cast of imaginary friends. But it was structured so ingeniously, and Russell Crowe was so real, that it would have taken a stronger guy than me to keep the tears from welling up. Cinderella Man is even more manipulative. It's a three-hanky weeper. You need two for your eyes and one to stanch your sympathetic nosebleed. It's the story of the lovable hangdog boxer and family man Jim Braddock and his mousy but rock-hard-when-it-matters wife May. As in life, his family goes from comfort in the 20s, when Braddock is winning, to near bottom at the peak of the Depression. Braddock is washed up as a fighter. He can't get even day labor jobs. His kids are sick, and then their electricity gets turned off. Down, down, down. It's laid on so thick it should be laughed off the screen. But Crowe is such a riveting actor. His physique and posture and rhythms are different every time. His Braddock is tender, with a lopsided grin, appraising eyes, and a head with a slight bobble from dodging punches maybe, but also suggestive of a haymaker's jig. The way he stylizes the performance lightens the bathos. May, played by Renee Zellweger, is frightened by Braddock's fighting. She thinks, along with a lot of other people, that the blowhard heavyweight champ Max Baer will kill him in the ring in the title bout, as Baer killed two other opponents.
It's not that I'm not grateful or proud. I am. I'm so proud of you. But we cut off easy when you broke that hand. We're back to even now.
Right. And 9 months from now, we're back in the same boat.
Baby, please. We just don't have anything left to risk.
May. There's still some juice in these legs, and I can still take a few. Baby, please. Just let me take him in the ring. At least I know he's hitting me.
Zellweger isn't as imaginative as Crowe. She has that twittery voice, a prim mouth, and eyes so squinched they almost vanish into her dumpling cheeks. But I bought her love and dread. She's not a knockout, but she wins on points. As Braddock's manager, Joe Gould, Paul Giamatti is a knockout, with a wonderful fast attack that lets him weave in and out of Crowe's more delicate cadences. It's a great matchup, and both actors triumph. This Depression-era fable has the plush design that only an A-list cast and director can justify. But once you get past the lack of grit in Howard's technique and all the zillion-dollar antique cars, you're swept along by the emotions. Cinderella Man brings home the scariness of the Depression. You see the day laborers begging for work and feel the constant nagging fear, not what FDR called fear itself, but the literal shortage of milk for the kids. After his miracle comeback, and by the way, Cinderella Man was a moniker actually bestowed on him by Damon Runyon, Braddock tells reporters, "I'm fighting for milk." That's a man acting on an instinct more primal than the one to clobber others. The movie has a weird anti-welfare tinge, though. The real Braddock was ashamed of accepting charity, and the movie seems to endorse his view. Desperate to reclaim his kids from better-off relatives, Braddock lines up for government relief, and the woman at the window looks sickened and says, "I never thought I'd see you here, Jim." Why does she feel contempt for the people she gives aid to in the middle of the Great Depression? Braddock's communist organizer friend is a doomed figure, while Braddock regards any attempt to change the system as, quote, punching stuff you can't see. He's not passive in the ring, though, and the fights clinch the movie. They're spectacular. No, they're not Raging Bull. They're less fancy and more emotional. You see them from Braddock's point of view, with white flashes of pain, and you cringe for his safety. He seems so breakable that when he comes up with the punches that flatten his opponents, you're stunned, even if you already know his story. At clobbering an audience, Ron Howard is peerless. And yet his clobbering feels wholesome, just like good dad Braddock's. Howard could be directing for Milk.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.